Motion carries 4-0. Mr. Gordy not voting because he did not attend the public hearing. Our next item is subdivision 2007-26, DM Properties of Bethel Incorporated as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-26 for DM Properties of Bethel Incorporated based upon the record for the following reasons.
Excuse me, Mr. Gordy. Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask that you respect Mr. Gordy's comments and the proceedings that are going on here by not talking while he is speaking. Thank you, Mr. Gordy. Go ahead.
Thank you. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area, roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that the project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves a substantial amount of open space in existing forested area. These areas will be subject to a conservation easement for perpetual preservation. The developer has also voluntarily designed a project with 50-foot buffers from all wetlands. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 390 lots on 260.69 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 390 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation, control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Final site plans shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscape and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. As stated by the applicant, the forested areas shall be maintained through conservation easement. The undisturbed forested and conservation easement shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks will be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. There shall be walking and bike paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Developers shall construct all of the recreational amenities on or before the issuance of the 80th residential building permit. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot minimum buffer from all wetland areas. The on-site cemetery shall be preserved and maintained by the Homeowners Association. All silt fencing shall be located on the interior of all buffer areas to avoid disturbance of those areas. As proposed by the applicant, a rolling berm shall be installed along Phillips Hill Road and Scotland Road with native species used for landscaping. The landscaping in berm shall be identified on the landscape plan submitted with the final site plan. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend, moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-26 DM Properties of Bethel Incorporated as preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.